Today from me, André Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories we published in the past week. One way or another, it's been a week of news about South African citizens taking a strong stand on matters that affect physical and spiritual well-being, like our report, Active Citizenry Results in Ivermectin Victory in South Africa, which documents how a groundswell of public protest and activism, mostly led by ordinary citizens, has resulted in health authorities making an about-turn on their refusal to allow public access to the drug, which has been gaining a reputation worldwide as an effective agent in the prevention and treatment of COVID-19. The ACDP, which on Wednesday went to the High Court seeking the right for doctors to prescribe ivermectin for COVID treatment, learnt later the same day of the medicine regulator SAHPRA's turnaround with a pledge to allow controlled, compassionate access to the drug. The ACDP says it will study the regulator's guidelines once they are available and take advice from both medical practitioners and its legal team.
Clearly, there's still a road to be travelled on this one.
Government's indefinite shutdown of places of worship under revised lockdown level 3 regulations have also seen South Africans standing against perceived double standards and demanding to be treated like others, such as restaurants, which may host up to 50 people. Read our report for news on the latest in standing up to the regulations, including Freedom of Religion South Africa's court application and the South African Council of Churches appeal in a letter to the President. The citizen action theme continues in our report on a call by One South Africa movement leader Muzi Maimane for power to be handed back to the people in what he calls South Africa's second democratic transition. He was speaking at a press conference to announce a plan to support independent candidates who will be chosen by and accountable to their communities in this year's local government elections. In an interview with Gateway News, Dr. Michael Louis of One South Africa urged churches to get involved in the process of putting forward independent candidates. Other headlines this week include Baba Banga says God had hand in his re-election as mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay. President Biden signs executive order to fund global abortion industry. And Face to Face with My Fear of the Unknown by Vivian Solomons. You can read all these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, and on Twitter at Gateway News ZA. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.